When I lived at the Drum Farm Institute, that rustic utopia among a posse of some 40 boys, house parents and supervisors, beef and dairy cattle, hog, sheep, chickens, vagrant feral cats, and love-bombed dogs, Andrew Drum himself was something of a mystery. He loomed over us like the projected image of the Wizard of Oz in the classic motion picture of that name, our guardian and protector. Stern, but also generously paternal. His gift of food and shelter and the opportunity of education demanded of us no obeisance. We were not even required to learn his backstory. We were a scrappy lot to begin with, not the shivering newsboy doorway sleepers of yore, but indigent and half-orphaned, feed-sack-shirted, chop-haired, nail-bitten and ill-shod, the sweep of backcountry cabins and mean city streets. Skinny and sometimes hungry, whatever the cat dragged in. At Drum, we were plainly, decently, but not distinctively clad, as the founder's will has it. We were fed from the bounty of the Eastern Jackson County loam. Oh, daily roast beef and mashed potatoes. Oh, creamed peas and fried chicken for Sunday dinner. We were expected to stand on our own 2 feet, to earn our bread like Adam by the sweat of our brow. To embrace the customs and duties of farming, to plant and weed and harvest, to milk and shovel and butcher, and in our main hours to study and learn and achieve. Wholly admirable goals, all of them. In the end, they did us proud. We had no idea Andrew Drum was replicating his boyhood in the institute that he and his Cordelia founded, though it must have been comparable. He did us proud, too. Andrew Drum Institute is a different place now, as it must be in a different time. If there are spirits, his spirit watches over this place. Ralph Emerson famously saw the connection in his essay, Self-Reliance. An institution is the lengthened shadow of one man. What follows is the story of that one man, the man who created this institution, now rounding out its 100th year. I zounds, the old major would probably say.